Hey guys, welcome back to FNAF 4 Explained. Today we'll be diving into some more details for our timeline, such as the Circus Baby's Pizza World incident. Music. So William Afton had noticed that the animatronics were moving, and it was really, really, really annoying. But he was like, how are blood moving? Alright. I gotta figure out what it is. So he took the animatronics apart. And he melted them down into a pile of remnant or silver metal. And he put it into Funtime Freddy's endoskeleton. So once he did that, it came alive, but it was acting really violent. And he didn't like that. So he made all the other animatronics, like Circus Baby, Funtime Freddy, Funtime Foxy, Ballora, all those. And it was not, like, bad. It was, like, really popular. Everyone was getting excited. And the day before, William's daughter, Elizabeth Afton, tragically got sucked into Circus Baby ripped in half to grab Elizabeth, and here's why. William wanted to test what remnant was, and after that, he was like, I'm going to make a claw in this so that I can kidnap children. He was trying to be big brain. But it ended up killing Elizabeth Afton. He was really sad. And as he was sitting on the stage, really mad and stuff, he saw that Circus Baby was built with blue eyes, but now they were green like Elizabeth's, which was a little bit creepy, to say the least. And he came back for just a little more scraps of, like, stuff in the pizzerias, and, when he made it there, he got attacked by the ghosts, and he died, sort of. He was like, how do you stop something that's dead? Freaking out. So he got into his whale trap suit, because he thought, like, okay, they listened to me when I had this on, let's put it on again. Instead, caught on it on too fast, and he died. Sort of. He was, like, trapped in his own blood for 30 years. And that's kind of where FNAF 3 takes place. But after that, he died tragically, sort of. And he became infused with his will trap suit. Yay! Anyway, that's it for our FNAF 4 Explained episode. See you all next time.